Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. One or the other, maybe both. We'll give them to you free, both of them. Check out all the other things you can do on my site that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Stephen Shapiro is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Stephen is a professional speaker on the topics of creativity and innovation. He's the founder of the 24/7 Innovation Group, and he helps people and individuals get their cornflakes together all over the world. He's the author of a new book, Goal Free Living: How to Have the Life You Want Now. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Stephen, goal free living. Now, you know, most people wandering around out there think that being goal oriented is a good thing. A lot of small business owners, especially if you ran into a lot of small business owners who are you know, newbies, they're just starting out, or they think they want to start their business real soon, and you talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes, one of the things that would probably come out of their mouth it would be to describe themselves as being goal oriented. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing really wrong with being goal-oriented. The challenge with it, in my opinion, is that you become myopically focused on the destination, where you're going.
Yeah.
And especially in small business, where you have a little more flexibility to meander and change direction, you're cutting off so much opportunity because you just become blindsided, myopic. And so, to me, it's really about experience lots of different opportunities and trying many different paths rather than just the one path that everyone else has tried. If you do what everybody else has done and you set the same goals everyone else has set, by the time you achieve them, you're actually behind the game.
What are some of the dangers? Because you've been there, done this, haven't you? Bought the T-shirt. What are some of the dangers of being too goal-oriented?
I think there's a few things. One is, and I think in business in particular, we get very enamored with the number, the measures, the problem that we're trying to solve. And in my creativity work, what I've found is that most companies, the goals and objectives that they're chasing are, in fact, the wrong ones. They're the things that are actually going to derail the company. They're going to miss the big opportunity. So by focusing on the goal, you're actually losing out on a lot of better ways that you could operate the business. Another issue with it is you actually set yourself up for failure because, well, the great thing about being goal-free, as Marshall Field, the guy who developed the retail stores in Chicago, once said, the surest way to stay sane is to never have any goals. And so you drive yourself crazy constantly chasing these goals, and you quite often will cause dysfunctional behavior with the people in your organization, regardless of the size, because if you're always focused on sales, you may end up creating an overly competitive environment, or you may cause people to focus on sales when, in fact, service is what you should be focused on, because that's the thing which is really the key to increasing sales. So there's a lot of different reasons why you want to take your eye off the goal from time to time.
This is such a rich topic, and so many different ways we can go. I'm just thinking of, as you were speaking, about all the different opportunities that we could, the directions we could go in. And I hope you'll come back another day. We got a lot more left to talk about today, but I hope you'll spend some time with us in the future to flesh out some of these. I agree with you. Obviously, I think you would agree with me that if you're going to get anything done, you need a plan. You need to know where you're going, and you need to have an idea about what you want to accomplish. But what you're saying is don't be so fixed on the thing that you think is the right thing, because maybe what you're thinking is correct in terms of the direction it takes you, but maybe not the destination, not where you wind up. Maybe you need to make a little divergence from time to time.
Absolutely. I mean, the first secret that I talk about is use a compass, not a map, which basically says...
Say that again.
Use a compass, not a map.
All right. Now you can go ahead. I wanted folks to think about that for a second.
We get very, as you were saying, we always know where we think we want to get to. And another challenge with goals is we have a limited amount of data when we set our goals. And so if we don't allow ourselves to change direction over time, then the direction we're moving in may, in fact, be incorrect based on incorrect assumptions and limited data. So use a compass, not a map. Says have a sense of direction, not a destination, and instead of mapping everything out in detail, allow it to meander with purpose. You're moving in a direction. It's not goallessness. You still have a direction, but you allow it to unfold the way it's supposed to unfold, and so much more tends to manifest in the process.
You know, if you speak to someone who have a rich faith life and who pray and who believe that their prayers are answered, if they're experienced, they'll tell you that they have to be careful that they don't look too hard for exactly what they pray for. The answers to their prayers may come, but it may not be the red that they asked for. It might be blue, but it'll still be the answer to a prayer. And I think that reminds me of the way what you're talking about, and that is that you know, maybe you're not good enough to know exactly what you should be doing 6 months or a year from now, but you are good enough to know sort of what you should be doing. Don't get too bogged down on one specific thing.
Absolutely. And that leads into the second of the secrets, which is trust that you are never lost. We always feel like, you know, there's a right and a wrong decision to make, a right and a wrong path to be on. These are the things we should be doing, and we shouldn't be doing these things. And I've actually found that sometimes when you're off the beaten path, when you're taking a detour, when you're on the back roads, some of the most incredible experiences, some of the most incredible opportunities tend to pop up. And these are things which you could never have predicted in before, which comes to exactly what you were saying.
Well, and you know, I like what you just said about that. And another thing that you talk about in your book is to want what you have. And I think that's such an important thing for small business owners to think about. One of the things I encourage them to do is not to be so focused on the next goal that you can't appreciate the success that you have right now that you've accomplished so far, which allows you to contemplate the next thing.
Mm.
I mean, where you are right now, obviously, you've had some success, you've accomplished something. And if you hadn't, you wouldn't be able to imagine the next step. So don't miss that little celebration for the success where you are right now.
Absolutely.
I'd like for you to come in on that. And we're also going to talk about wanting what you have. After these messages, Stephen Shapiro is going to explain what he means by that. The book is called Goal Free Living. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephen Shapiro is our new friend. He's the author of Goal Free Living, How to Have the Life You Want Now. Stephen, where's the book available, please?
It's online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, in stores around the country.
And how about your own website?
www.goalfree.com.
Goalfree.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Is there a table of contents? Read a little bit about the book there.
There's a table of contents. In fact, there's also the Are You a Goalaholic quiz, so you can take the test to see whether or not the goals have the best of you.
What's an example of a question in the Goalaholic quiz?
Well, one of the questions is, are you consciously sacrificing today's happiness in the belief that tomorrow will be better?
Deferred gratification.
Absolutely.
Do you completely disavow deferred gratification?
Well, I mean, you have to. It's not about just living like today's the last day. I mean, there's always the future. But if we're constantly sacrificing today, then we're never going to be satisfied. In fact, one of my studies that I did showed that 41% of the people who achieve their goals, in fact, become disillusioned and less satisfied because of the work that it took to get there and the lack of satisfaction that it gave them, and therefore they set more goals. So to me, it's really about being present and enjoying where you are today, recognizing there is a future out there, so it's not being irresponsible towards the future.
Well, one thing to think about is you always live in the present. You can think about the future. You can obsess about the past. But you always live in the present. And that's the only place you can be happy. You can't be happy in the future or in the past. You can only be happy in the present. And I think that I was talking earlier about being able to appreciate where you are right now, the successes that you have. When I talk to small business owners, Stephen, I say if you can imagine that you have a real possibility of achieving a goal in the future, you've done something up to now to make you think that that's possible. That's a success story. Celebrate that now before you get too excited about moving forward. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, what you have to me is fundamental to the whole process, because if we always believe that happiness is in the future, we will never be present. And it's actually an interesting thing if you look at it from even a success perspective. The people who are much more present in the moment tend to be more successful. And I am from Boston, and as a result, I'm a fan of the New England Patriots and the football team.
Right.
And last year, they did something which no football team had ever done. They won 20 games in a row. And I remember watching the coach after each game leading up to it. After 18, they broke the record, and people and the media wanted him to comment on the 18-game win streak. He wouldn't comment on it. 19-game win streak. He still wouldn't comment on it. After 20 games, he gave in and he said, look, you guys don't get it. We didn't have a 20-game win streak. We had 21-game win streaks. And to me, that's what life is about. That's what business is about. It's not about worrying about the past. It's not about worrying about what's the future. If you really focused on doing your best right now, you know, keeping a wide peripheral vision towards the future, then you will not only have more fun, but you'll also be more successful.
There is a dance, though, that we have to do, isn't it? There's a dance that we have to do between being happy in the moment and spending some of our energy thinking about where we're going. That's the challenge, isn't it? To know how much to invest in each side, in each dimension, so to speak.
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of people get bogged down with to-do lists, which are all the things that they have to do now. And I like to play with the concept of could-do lists, which are things that I'd like to do, that I might want to do, that I could do, that get me excited, jazzed up. And then I pull those things off my could-do list one at a time into my to-do list, and then I focus on that in the moment, working on that item. So I'm always in the moment, no matter what I'm doing, but the future is the thing that gets me excited, jazzed up, and it provides a context for today. And by oscillating in and out of action and possibility, goal-free and goal-oriented, I think that's the real key to success.
You talk in your book about being a people magnet. Why is that important for someone who lives a goal-free life?
Oh, it's extremely important for somebody who lives goal-free. If you want,
are these people that who attract you, are these goal-oriented people? Does a goal-free person need goal-oriented people around them?
That's a great question. Some people seem to think that I'm trying to turn everybody into goal-free individuals, and that is the last thing in the world I would want. I love having goal-oriented people around me because they're able to do things that I would rather not do. And so we create this really great partnership. And it is based on personality. Everybody has a different personality style. Some people love goals. All achievement is the thing that gets them satisfied. For other people, it's about experience. And so I'm really talking more to the experiential people out there. And so as far as being a people magnet, to me, it's attracting anybody and everybody. Just to give you a very simple example.
I got 30 seconds.
People who try to publish books go through a lot of work. I'm on a beach in Cancun. I actually meet my editor there because I'm talking to everybody about goal-free living. And so I got a book published because I'm on a beach in Cancun. So it can happen anywhere.
Stephen Shapiro, thank you for being here. Goal-free living. Give us the website again, please.
Goalfree.com.
Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Let's get you back. We got more to talk about this. I might have a couple of things I want to argue with you about next time we come back. Thanks for being here. Stephen Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with our good friend Chad Moutre. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Feeling like
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.